back in on Canuck Central. Dan Riccio, Bic Nizar.
You really leaned into it there. You said it with the intensity of how sad it said the is meant to say the other word. That was like some Jesse Pinkman level. Bic! Yeah, Bic! Science, Bic!
I'm making sure that I get it right, you know.
Oh, man. Has anybody owned that word more than Jesse Pinkman?
I don't think so.
No.
It's like, it definitely was
synonymous with him, right? Yeah.
A character thing with Jesse Pinkman. The way that he said it, the inflection in his voice with which he said it. Do you know Aaron Paul was once on The Price is Right?
Yeah.
The video is unbelievable.
It's so good. Which, have you ever been Price is Right? Because they do tour around, right?
I've never been, no.
I've always wanted to go.
They tour around?
Like, it's not the show, but they'll do, like, Price is Right shows at, like, casinos and things like
really?
That.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just think I would dominate.
I don't know if you would.
It's just guessing.
Yeah.
I can guess with the best of them.
No, I think Josh might be on, like, the blooper reel. Like, can you believe what this guy did?
How much is a can of tomatoes?
$3. $3, Drew. No, you go $1.
We need the yodeler move. Going right now.
Where are we shopping, okay? This is the bigger question.
My local, kind of, it's $3.
What kind of tomatoes? What season are we in?
Yeah.
Also, I would just go full jerk strategy of $1 over whatever the highest bid is, you know?
We don't see that with enough frequency. Yeah. That thing is like people have way too much confidence in that show.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, we'll go $1,300. Yeah. Well, I got $2,300. I got $4,200.
Yeah.
You don't have to then say $5,900.
No.
You can just say $1,201.
Yeah.
You're fine. You got a pretty good window there.
Yeah.
Way too much confidence.
I'd be so mad if I was the original person, though.
Yeah. Of course. The luck of the draw, though. But you're on The Price is Right.
All right. It's Friday, so let's get to the mailbag. The mailbag here on Canuck Central every Friday. We give you the prompt. You give us the questions. We try to answer them to the best of our ability on the Vancouver Canucks, other hockey stuff, other sports stuff, or life stuff in general. Like, how much is a can of tomatoes? I mean, it depends what kind of tomatoes you're getting, really. Like, if you're getting the real San Marzano tomatoes, you know, with the actual, like, stamp from Italy on them. Like, those are going to be expensive.
Wait, Dan, where do you get your San Marzano tomatoes?
$14.99.
Actually, the best place to get them is probably Bosa.
Fair.
Yeah. They're expensive. It's really, like, special occasion tomatoes.
I'm more of a fire-roasted
The worst is when they say they're San Marzano tomatoes, but they don't even have the stamp on them. Like, it's got to have the Italian stamp.
I get the store brand, usually.
Yeah. The one that comes in the yellow can.
Yeah. That's exactly what I get. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I didn't really need to, the mailbag is pretty self-explanatory. I don't know why I had to give an example for it.
Josh is like, what's San Marzano? Is it St. Marzi? That's what I always get.
The tomatoes from Napoli, man. They can only
San
come
Andreas?
From Naples. It's the soil because of, you know, when Pompeii erupted all those years ago.
Yeah.
The soil is very special.
I've heard the song, Pompeii. Yeah.
Ayo.
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
What is that?
By Bastille.
I've backsold that song so many times in my life.
Yeah.
What have I done?
All right. It's Bastille, Pompeii. You're listening too. It's so.
I will start with this.
Are there
one.
Any lyrics to that song? Just ayo, ayo.
Yeah. And then he goes, ah, never mind. Okay. Basketball Phil. I know that song.
I was born. Something like that. Yeah. That's
to my own devices. Anyway, Basketball Phil. The Canucks have 23 games left in the regular season. Will they score over 50 goals as a team during those games?
Oh, man.
Man, that is a good shout. So that's two and change.
Yeah. There's like...
Man.
Come on. There's going to be some high-scoring games towards the end of the year.
So if they're like officially out, yeah you'll have the cookie-chasing nights, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we've seen that experience here, obviously.
Two teams out of the playoffs, loose hockey. I'm going to say over.
Sorry, what was the number? 50?
Yeah.
50.
And they have 23 left?
50 goals in 23 games.
So they have 50 so far this calendar year in 23 games. So can they just match what they've done?
Ugh.
So, yeah.
But they've been pretty bad, too.
Okay, but if the number if the number was 55.
I'll take the under. If it's 50, I'll take
the over. If it's 50, we could take the over, but like
51 and a half is the number.
55 is like where it's getting dicey for me.
Yeah. Man, I'll take the
over.
You
should be able to score 2.5 goals a game.
Please. I can't do 23 games of this.
Is Queen Hughes going to score 50 goals in the final 23 games?
Seriously.
You'd get the heart. Anyway.
Remember those confidence rankings I was talking about? Yeah.
Next one from Lorenzo. Even if the old EP40 regains his form, does his inability to play through nagging ailments and the chance he goes on another long hiatus be enough to justify bailing on him?
This is the question, okay? We can have all these thoughts of like, oh, he doesn't want to be here and all these things. And a lot of that, like, hey, it's great conversation, but it can be unfounded. If you actually, like, want to go through, like, the trust of reliability of what you have in Elias Pettersson, this is the question, right? Because we've seen, like, the whiplash on the wrist.
Yeah.
Okay? Knee tendonitis. If this is another issue here, this is the one that stands out. If you go to the summer, put all the other, you know, smokehouse nonsense to the side.
Yeah.
Just evaluate the production, the player, and the body.
Yeah.
If you don't have trust in the body to say, hey, if you take a knock, you shut down. And we don't have trust in that. That is a more than fair critique of, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff, like, this guy sucks. It's like, no, he doesn't suck. He's had 100-point season. He's had 90-point seasons. He's at his best. He's unreal. But if you don't have trust in the body, that's the argument.
There is very few moments in an NHL player's career, in a pro athlete's career, where you feel 100%.
Correct.
And if you need to feel 100% to be able to play to the best of your ability, you are very rarely going to be able to play to the best of your ability. So that's why I find it funny, like, oh, he's injured, like, stop freaking out, or the tendonitis, he wouldn't be like this if he didn't have an injury.
Sure.
Like, it's fair, but also, you're still playing. You still got to be able to put up a decent level of performance on a pretty consistent basis. You know, Austin Matthews has been playing with some kind of an injury all season long. He's still found a way to be pretty productive for the Maple Leafs.
Correct.
We've seen Leon Draisaitl play with basically a broken back in the playoffs and still scoring goals.
High ankle sprains. Yeah.
So don't give me the knee tendonitis thing. If anything, it makes me want to trade him more.
This would be the only reason why I'd be out.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, I'm just like, well, okay, cool.
Look,
like,
I think you can make an argument for the character flaws too. You know, as part
I can,
like,
live through all those.
Yeah.
As difficult as they are.
Yeah.
People mature. People change. You can have someone grow to solve all those things.
Mm.
If it's a thing of like, hey, like, I can't do it today. Guess what, man? Like, you play in a sport where people collide into each other all the time.
Yeah.
At high speeds. This would be the reason why I'd be out.
All right. What's next?
Next one comes from Johnny. Is Brock Besser worth a first round pick and a prospect?
No. Moving on. No. Like, that's... What was the last trade for a winger that came to that cost?
Even Gensel didn't get a first round.
Rantanen didn't get a first.
Gensel got a conditional first.
Wait, did Rantanen get a first?
Or, yeah, maybe I'm confusing them.
Gensel definitely did not get a first.
Gensel did get a first. I'm reading it right now.
It was a second.
At NHL.com. Conditional first, unless the condition was that it moved to a second.
Oh, conditional, though.
Yes. So the forward was Michael Bunting, forward prospects Vasily Ponomarev and Ville Koivunen for the rights to forward and the rights to Cruz Lucius, a conditional first round pick in the 2024 draft and a conditional fifth in the 2024 draft. Carolina also received defenseman Ty Smith in the trade. I think Besser is worth a first and a prospect. I don't think it's a great prospect, you know?
Yeah.
Like, anybody thinking that the Canucks are getting a first round pick and an A prospect from somebody keep dreaming. That's not happening.
I'd just be surprised with the A prospect.
Yeah.
You might get first round value, but you're not getting a first round pick.
Most rentals never get an A prospect.
Yeah, and that's the other problem.
Like, even when Mark Stone got traded for Eric Brandstrom, like the deal was, hey, we're giving you Eric Brandstrom, so you're not getting a first round pick. So it's like you got an A prospect who didn't turn out to be that good anyways, but we're not giving you the first round pick. So I think it's possible you get a first round pick. It's possible you get a prospect on top of that if there's some kind of a bidding war for Brock Besser, but I'm not holding out hope that it's a very highly touted prospect coming back for Brock Besser.
All right, next one comes from Justin in East Van. Have the Canucks tuned out Rick Tocchet?
No.
Quinn Hughes hasn't, so nobody else should. It's simple as that, right? If Rick Tocchet's got Quinn Hughes' trust, everyone else would fall in line. It's really that simple. But this commentary, this consistent commentary of they abandoned the game plan.
Yeah.
Or we didn't match the game plan. Like, okay, then there's a disconnect in your communication to the players to uphold that game plan or their level of trust in you, or even simpler, their abilities.
Yeah.
And you're creating a game plan that's too difficult.
Yeah. You're creating a game plan that is not, does not match the qualities of the roster that you have. It's a tough one with Rick Tocchet, because I think he's a great coach. I think the way he turned this team around and why he won the Jack Adams last year is very much why I'm not out on him. But also, the rhetoric of the same sort of discussion after every loss is somewhat tiring.
Next one from Austin and Langley. If Tocchet leaves, who is the front runner to be coach next year? Do you think Jason Brough can get Petey going?
Oh, man.
I think Brough can do anything.
I think only Elias Pettersson
can get. Shot a 74 last year, I think.
Elias Pettersson can go. I think he shot like a 69 or something, wasn't it?
He shot
like,
something. Maybe it was really low.
It was like under par.
Yeah.
He shot under 70 last year?
Yeah. But I think that's what it was. Yeah. Maybe it was with handicap, though.
It was very impressive.
Because I remember him saying... Because it was like him and Ben at the top of the leaderboard. And
I thought it was like 73, 72 or something like that.
Maybe. It was really good.
Yeah, it was unreal.
And he was even like, that's the best I'm ever going to do.
That's what I'm saying. He did it.
Anyway, so he can fix Pettersson.
You can break 75.
I think Petey is the only person that can fix Pettersson.
Facts only.
Front runner to be head coach. Is it Manny Malhotra?
You stole my answer. Like, if you're not going to pay Rick Tocchet top of the market, that means you don't want top of the market coaches.
Yeah.
You may as well just ride with the guy you're with. Because, like,
he ain't bringing in Joel Quenneville. Okay.
Yeah. That's not happening. As I just said, he's got the trust of your best player. And if this Project Quinn Hughes is part of the process these next 2 years, you then have to sell Quinn Hughes on another coach and have success with that coach on top of fixing all the other things that has to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you trying to make it harder on yourself?
I think Rick Tocchet is your best bet at keeping Quinn Hughes as far as coaches go, because Quinn's a huge fan. Again, listen back to the TNT and broadcast from the other night, and you'll hear again just how much the Canucks captain is a fan of their coaching staff.
Next one comes from Woodrow. Are there any trades that could fix the Canucks season?
Oh, I don't think so.
That pause is probably...
Man, I don't...
I'm trying to think, like... The thing is, I'm sure there are, but they're not worth doing.
Mikko Rantanen?
I'm not even sure that fixes.
I would go a long way, though.
Right, but you're losing something.
Yeah.
Right.
You're probably losing Pettersson.
So I assume in this imaginary world, the trade you make is, like, all your futures.
Yeah.
Like, it's Willander, Lekkermäki first.
So that's probably not worth doing.
No.
Yeah.
But if
you wanted to trade this year's first, next year's first, your two prospects, you could probably do a bunch of things. But I'm not sure I want to save the season.
This team ain't worth saving.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's
I'm
not
sorry,
worth
man. Like, I don't know what else to say. I don't mean to be such a downer on a Friday. All right, it's super fun Friday. It's a beautiful day. I walked out of my building today. I was like, I can smell spring. Okay?
So nice.
I can literally smell it.
Okay, it said 12 degrees. Why was it way hotter?
It felt like it was 22.
The sun was sunny.
I had the hoodie. The sun was sunny. I had the hoodie, and I walked out, and I was like, oh, this is not hoodie weather. This is short sleeve weather.
Dan is so into it right now. He's like holding his mic like he's a crooner.
Yeah.
He's just leaning right into it.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
I could smell the pollen from the not yet,
pollinated.
Blossomed flowers.
Right.
Where were you for Bastille Friday?
Bastille Friday. Can I just read this mailbag?
Sure.
Because we get a lot of like, oh, is PD the new Louis Erickson or OEL? I think this one might be the best one. Is EP40 the new Big Country?
Ooh.
That is, I think, the best
Vancouver-related
one that we've gotten.
Okay, Vancouver-related, but is it Big Country or Brent Simmons?
Oh, I'll just go with Big Country just because it's Vancouver.
I just feel like it's more fun.
Also, I mean, like, neither guy really reached the heights that Elias Pettersson did.
Ben was really, Simmons was pretty decent for like a 3-year stretch, and then he just completely fell off the planet.
I will say, like,
three.
If you want to,
like, pretty decent. He couldn't do like outside of like running and dribbling the basketball in today's NBA. Shooting a three is like the third most important thing. He's pretty he couldn't shoot a three.
Why did somebody tweet in an AI picture of an angry Italian man making pasta? And it says, you have to get the can of stamped tomatoes. Unbelievable. And he's also tweeting sat.
That's fine. I can't even see this.
No. You made this up. This might be just showing up for you.
No, yeah, it's clearly only addressed to me, but it's fine.
All right. Next one. Are we moving on there? Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Abby. Dan. On the show, the thinking is that all players can be traded except Quinn. But could the Canucks not have a Huberto Uyghur opportunity here? Quinn will cost a lot to extend. The defense showed up in his absence. Willander can break the team next year. If you trade Quinn and Pettersson, it would be a bold move, but you could get a lot from a team like New Jersey.
We're a year away from that. The only way I'm trading Quinn Hughes is if he has to be traded.
Yeah, we need everyone to just get out of a rebuild brain.
Yeah.
Okay? I get it. It's like, oh, trades are fun.
Yes.
You do trades to go get players like Quinn Hughes.
Have you watched Chicago?
You sacrifice everything to make it work with players like Quinn Hughes.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of being in the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's comfortable to say tomorrow is always going to be better. But you got to make today work with Quinn Hughes.
Yeah.
Having four cracks at getting a player like Quinn Hughes when you have Quinn Hughes, just make it work with Quinn Hughes.
I mean, take some lessons from all of the teams that have gone through the scorched earth rebuild in the National Hockey League recently and how difficult it is for all of them to get out of that cycle. Detroit, Ottawa, Montreal, Buffalo, all stuck in the mud. Columbus is the one that's done the best out of that group in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia, stuck in the mud. Chicago, stuck in the mud. San Jose, they've been out of the playoffs for how long? And they have no end in sight. It's just like, that is the absolute last case scenario. You have no other options. The time that you have no other options is if you get to next summer and Quinn Hughes is like, I'm not sure I want to be in Vancouver long term. That's when you start to think about the rebuild. And even then, you might be, as the texter points out, more inclined to do the hockey trade rather than just trading Hughes for a bunch of futures. Either way, it's a last case and worst case scenario for the Vancouver Canucks.
Can I just pose a trivia question here too? Or should I wait till after the break?
Go ahead.
What do you think is more? The Canucks' goals so far this season or made Ben Simmons three-pointers in his career? I just looked up Ben Simmons.
It has to be Canucks.
By the way, it's a trick question.
It's probably the Canucks.
Are they the same?
No. It's actually way less for Ben Simmons. He has five made three-pointers.
Yeah.
In his career?
In his career!
Right. I do know also, this, because every time he makes one, it's like a moment.
Okay, so what it's do you like think
Bartolo,
is greater?
It's like Bartolo Colon hitting a home run.
Yeah.
Canucks goals or Ben Simmons attempted threes?
Still Canucks goals.
It's still Canucks goals.
I will say, if you want to feel better about the Canucks situation, like, do some reading on where the Sixers are at right now. Because that's pretty bleak.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid.
It's pretty bleak.
Out for the season. The poster child for the tankists is the 76ers.
And they are in a bad, bad way right now.
Next one.
I'm glad. Good for them.
Not even Nick Nurse can save them.
They deserved it.
Next one.
Never tank.
Next one for Mike. What happens first? Canucks draft first overall or the Canucks win the Stanley Cup?
Stanley Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
So basically the bet you're making is that some amalgamation of this core wins a cup.
This is really recency bias, but I'm going to say first overall pick.
But they're not, okay. I don't think they're ever going to be bad enough with, like, assuming Quinn Hughes stays to be in the conversation for first overall pick.
That's fair.
And Quinn Hughes is a good enough player to push them closer towards the Stanley Cup. Now, a lot of work needs to be done, but assuming he stays and signs the contract, I don't think they're ever going to be close enough to be first overall pick.
Next one from Gordy Locke. From the Four Nations, dark versus dark jerseys. What did you think?
Awesome.
Love it.
Worked perfectly.
I don't know why hockey can't comprehend this.
Red Wings and Blues tonight.
Yeah.
Let's have a white jersey. It's like, no, we can do red versus blue. It's okay.
We do it in beer league all the time. Like, you don't have to have a white jersey. I think every team should still, like, have a white jersey.
It's a lot of packing for the trainers, though.
In case of that scenario where, like, you know, the Red Wings are playing the Montreal Canadiens. So you're going to need a white jersey in that scenario for one of those teams. But yeah, like, there's no reason the Canucks couldn't wear their blues against the Calgary Flames Reds.
Be great.
Right? Or Canucks go with their black skate against the Calgary Flames Reds, or Anaheim's orange from last night.
More color pop on the ice.
Yes.
I do think it's easier. You mentioned the trainer thing. It's easier when it's not like a prolonged road trip or anything. Or when you can go on a road trip and you're like, okay, every team we're playing would work.
I mean, the NBA has done this for forever.
Yeah, but it's also like shorts.
It's also easier
and a tank
to throw 12 jerseys into a bag.
Yeah.
Like that one you can just throw into like a plastic grocery bag. You're like, let's go.
You think that's what
they do? Have you seen the things that they can do with vacuum sealing nowadays, you know?
That is true. But that's extra time, man. Trainers, a lot of work, man. It's fair. Get the bags in, and now you got to do the vacuum of that. It's broken!
All right.
That was it.
It's a Friday.
We do an overflow? Was there?
On the other side.
Oh, okay. I don't know how it works out here.
Coming up. Mailbag overflow and some other things that we did not yet get to. It is Canuck Central on Sportsnet 650.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People's Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.